This is VOA News Via Remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. U.S. President Joe Biden is warning of a growing cost of inaction on his $1.9 trillion COVID-19 relief plan. And the White House says the new administration is searching for creative ways to garner public support for a package that has gotten a cold shoulder from Senate Democrats. With the country still polarized following the recent presidential election, Biden may struggle to convince Republican voters of the urgency after Congress already has approved $4 trillion in aid, including $900 billion last month. The European Union has introduced tighter rules on exports of coronavirus vaccines that could hit shipments to nations like the United Kingdom, amid a deepening dispute with drug maker AstraZeneca over supplies of potentially life-saving shots. The announcement of the rules created an outcry in Northern Ireland and the UK amid fears it would trigger controls on vaccine shipments to the small territory, that's Northern Ireland, that's part of the United Kingdom and borders the EU's Ireland. Under the post-Brexit deal, EU products should still be able to travel unhindered from the bloc to Northern Ireland, and the EU later made it clear that it won't introduce controls on vaccines to Northern Ireland. Meanwhile, WHO officials were speaking after the European Commission said it had agreed to a plan to control exports of vaccines from the European Union, including to Britain, arguing it needed to do so to ensure its own supplies. Mike Ryan, the WHO's top emergency expert, told a briefing, also attended by a midwife from Uganda and a nurse from Pakistan, that people had to think about frontline colleagues like them.